This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.
The following is a sports presentation of Classic Hits Radio, 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. High school basketball is on the air.
The rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. Kearney Catholic with the ball into the front court. Hoosman gives it to Butler down the lane. Scoop shot up and in for Drew Butler. And you just kind of have the sense that right now Kearney Catholic's in the middle of making their move here.
Tonight, it's live coverage of the Lou Platt Conference Tournament. This evening, we feature the boys' semifinals as Kearney Catholic battles Ravenna and St. Paul takes on Adams Central. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Walking the ball to the floor will be Casey Boss. Both teams putting some pretty good defense on the board here in the first couple of minutes. Trying to lob it down low to Boss on the low post. Catches and shoots and scores. Boss with both buckets here for St. Paul.
Ravenna is back to defend their tournament championship, but three other talented squads look to derail their title hopes. It's the Lou Platt Conference Tournament coming up next. But first, it's the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKPR Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Will hit it. So Butler hits the three, and that'll make it 21-14. The Stars were up most of the first quarter, but now the threes are raining down for Ravenna, and they are up by seven. Blue Jays fire the three with Anderson. The ball is not going to go in. It's on the floor. We're going to get a jump ball as players are on the floor trying to pick up the loose rock. The winner here advances to the finals. Adams Central and St. Paul will be playing next, and we will have that for you as well here on KKPR. 4:45 to go in the first half, 21-14. Ravenna has the basketball, or has the lead, and Kearney Catholic has the basketball. David Squires up the floor in transition. His jumper is no good, and Connor Baronic will bring down the rebound. Off to John Klosterman, Sean Payne, Trevor Saborn, Tyson Anderson on the floor. There's a good no-look pass underneath the Payne, and Sean will lay it up and in. 23-14 in favor of the Blue Jays. Up the floor with it, Kearney Catholic. Trying to stay in this game. Bowman makes a nice move, but Payne fouled him before he made the layup. So Sean Payne with the push-off. And Sean did not get to start tonight. Brett Douglas started in place of Tyson Anderson tonight. It was Klosterman, Saborn, both Baronics and Douglas for Ravenna. Reinke, O'Brien, Fitzgerald, Butler, and Bowman for Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna has hit a few threes here to get out to this nine-point lead. Doug Duda with you. Glad that you're along. And now we can get our basketball underway as Keegan Fitzgerald comes into the right-hand corner. It's Kearney Catholic ball after taking it out underneath their own hoop. Ravenna in a man-to-man. Tyson Colling kicks it out to Squires for the three. It is no good. And Riley Baronic will pull down the rebound. Tyson Colling, who got injured in the Hastings-St. Cecilia game about 3 weeks ago, saw his first action Tuesday in the win over Loup City. Connor Baronic shoots the three. It's no good. Squires will get the long rebound that floats over the head of Brett Douglas, and it'll be Stars basketball. Spin move, and Reinke's going to be called for either a walk or a foul. They're going to call him for a hook. He came down the lane and hooked the defender to spin into the paint, and they're going to call him for the foul and not the walk. So Jared Reinke will pick up the foul, and he has both Kearney Catholic fouls in the game. Only two fouls on Kearney Catholic. Kissinger, Wells, and Heinrichs are your officials tonight, and Ravenna wants to call a timeout. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here as we continue to work towards halftime. We can tell you that Kearney Catholic jumped out, got the first three-pointer of the ball game. They had the lead as Matt Bowman hit that three. Bowman with five, Drew Butler has five. Tyson Colling and Keegan Fitzgerald each have two. John Klosterman off to a good start for Ravenna. He's hit a couple of threes. He's got 10 points. Trevor Saborn has four. Tyson Anderson has three. Connor Baronic has two. And Sean Payne has 4 points so far here in the basketball game. And that gets us to our 23-14 score. with 3:46 to go here in the first half of play. Ravenna is 15-1, ranked number one in both the Lincoln and Omaha papers in Class C2. Kearney Catholic's 11-5. The Stars beat Loup City, the four seed, on Tuesday night, while Ravenna had little problem advancing on with their win over Donovan Trumbull. And a foul going to be called here on Jared Reinke. So Jared, the only one getting in foul trouble, and he's going to have to come out. David Squires is going to go right back into the ball game. 3:38 to go here in the first half. 23-14 is the score. Ravenna with the ball and the lead. They have it by nine. Backing into the paint, Klosterman swings it out on the wing to Saborn. On that little pick and roll, they get it back to Klosterman, but a good switch by the Stars, double team. So they'll reverse it over to Brett Douglas, and he puts it up and in, and a body foul going to be called on Squires. Squires tried to flop and take the charge, but that's not going to be the call. David Squires will pick up his first personal foul, and Brett Douglas will have his first bucket of the ball game. I believe these are the first free throws of the game for either team. So Douglas will get ready to put the free throw up, and it is too strong, no good, and the rebound's going to come down into the hands of Matt Bowman. Bowman will give it off to Fitzgerald, who gives it to Butler. Butler, this Ravenna tries to trap. Some trouble here for the Stars. They still haven't got the ball across the timeline. Finally, they lob it over the top to Bowman. Bowman on the right wing, one-on-one with Veronica, and he throws it behind, calling the ball. It's turned over. Only the second turnover for Kearney Catholic. Klosterman the other way. Good defense. Butler, tough shot, won't go. Rebound brought down by the Stars, and up the floor, Tyson calling, and a foul is going to be called on Connor Veronica. That'll be the first foul on Connor. Six fouls have been called here on Ravenna, a couple of those on Tyson Anderson. So Kearney Catholic ball in front of the Ravenna bench. 25-14. Ravenna leads it by 11. Stars basketball. And they've had some trouble scoring here. And off the inbound, we have got a foul called on Ravenna again. Trying to fight through the pick is Trevor Saborin. And that will put us into a 1-1 for Kearney Catholic. So the Stars will go to the line for the first time. First foul on Saborin. And checking back in, Tyson Anderson and Sean Payne. I want to thank all the folks behind the scenes that helped get us on the air tonight, to Craig and Stacy back at the studios. And we are ready for some good basketball here tonight, and Ravenna out to the 11-point lead. Tyson calling 1-1. He'll put the first free throw up and in. Good crowd on hand. And it should get even better as Game 2, Adams Central and St. Paul, their fans starting to filter in here as well. You're listening to High School Hoops on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Ravenna, St. Paul on the World Wide Web. KKPR.com. Calling hits both free throws. He's got 4 points in the basketball game. 25-16 Ravenna. Ravenna the defending tournament champions. They're used to playing in the final. Anderson swings it on the wing. Gets it down to the low block. Sean Payne kicks it up top to Anderson. Tyson with Butler. They clear it out for him. He'll work his way into the paint. Try the leaner. Up and under with the left hand. No good. And he's going to get fouled. They're going to call the foul on Butler. Boy, he played good defense on him for a long, long time, but then stuck the arm out there on the shot, and that will allow Tyson Anderson to go to the line and shoot two. First free throw by Anderson is right through there. 26-16, Ravenna. Riley Baronic is going to check out of the basketball game. And back in will be John Klosterman. Second free throw, no good. And high in the air to get the rebound will be Brian Hoosman. Outlet pass to Butler. Numbers aren't there. It's 2-on-4. That doesn't matter to Butler. He drives all the way down, then hits the trailer. Hoosman, who makes the left-handed layup. Brian filling the gap that time. And here comes Ravenna to Connor Baronic, just across the timeline to Saborn. Open on the baseline, Klosterman. He'll attack the hoop. Scoop shot too strong. Threw it right over the rim. And the board comes down to Keegan Fitzgerald. 26-18, Ravenna. They break the press. Bowman, another nice pass underneath to Hoosman, but this time it's blocked out of there by Connor Baronic. It goes out of bounds off of the Blue Jays. Nice defense there by Connor to block the shot. Brett Douglas will check in. And Kearney Catholic will have the ball underneath their own hoop. Don't forget the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament currently airing on ESPN 1460. And in the first quarter of that game, Axtell leading 11-8 over Eustace Farnham after one. Here's the Stars for three. Fitzgerald, it's no good. Backside rebound comes down to Hoosman. They'll kick it out to Butler for the three. It's no good. And then Bowman, I think, is going to be called over the back of Brett Douglas. Matt Bowman with his first personal foul. And Brett Douglas will pick up the rebound. That is the sixth team foul on Kearney Catholic. A couple of subs coming in. Jacob O'Brien for Kearney Catholic. Anderson will come back in for Ravenna. 1:54 to go before the half. The Ravenna Sanitation halftime report will be coming up. It's 26-18 Ravenna. They jumped out to a double-digit lead early in the second quarter and have been hanging right around that 8-10-point lead. Klosterman with it on the left wing, healing up better all the time. Just kind of has a brace now on that left hand instead of a soft cast. Underneath to Anderson, forces it there, and as he tries to get the rebound back, going to have an over-the-back foul called on Ravenna. And it's going to be called on Tyson Anderson, and that will be his third personal foul. And we'll go to the other end. And Matt Bowman should be shooting some free throws. Bowman, who this week signed up to play football at Kansas State. So best of luck to Matt and to all the guys from Ravenna that are going places, including Josh Crowell, Michael Bone. They've got more than that, but those are the two right off the top of my head. Is Brett Douglas. There's another one. Brett's coming to UNK. Brett gets the rebound off that missed free throw from Bowman. And up the floor come the Blue Jays, leading by eight. Between the circles, Connor Baronic will give it off to Saborn. Saborn guarded there by Hoosman. Saborn pushing off as he tries to get into the paint. He'll get rid of it. And back up top, they'll go to Klosterman. To Connor Baronic. Good defense this time down the floor by the Stars. 26-18 Ravenna. Connor comes from the right to the left side of the key. Gets it to Saborn. He got his man in the air. Takes the jumper, no good. The rebound is swatted out. Drew Butler will run it down for Kearney Catholic. Takes it all the way to the other end, but missed the layup. He was well defended. And the rebound brought down by Klosterman. Up the floor comes Saborn, three on two the other way. Off-balance jumper is no good. Butler is there for the rebound. A flurry of activity over the last 2 minutes. Outlet pass to the other end, and it's going to be out of bounds off Ravenna. Klosterman, oh no, they're going to say Klosterman knocked it off calling apparently. And so a turnover for Kearney Catholic. I have them for three turnovers. Again, I will go to my man Chris Baznett. They got a lot more than that. They have six turnovers. My man Baz from the Kearney Hub, I promised him a Dr. Pepper if he helped me out with the stats here tonight as we were working on some of our phone issues. 35 seconds to go here in the quarter. 26-18, Connor Baronic stepped into the double team and walked. And for Ravenna, very few turnovers since the start of the basketball game, but they get one there. They had a lot of turnovers early. They had four turnovers, I think, on their first seven possessions of the ball game tonight, and that's why they got off to such a slow start. 31 seconds before halftime, Kearney Catholic with the ball. We've been hanging on 26-18 the last couple of minutes, even though we've had a lot of trips up and down the floor. It'll be calling. They set it up for him. He attacks right side, charge. He got by his man, Saborin, but Klosterman came underneath and got set, and Tyson Colling with the charge. So now Ravenna's got a chance at the last shot with 22 seconds remaining in the half. Alex Leese in for Kearney Catholic. And the Stars will not pressure in the backcourt. They'll let Ravenna walk the ball up the floor here. So Trevor Saborin will do so. And he'll come across the timeline, give it to Klosterman well on the right side. 12 seconds back to Connor Baronic. To Klosterman, still way out on the right side. 8 seconds. He starts to make his move to the right baseline. Now tries to kick it back out top. Here's a three-pointer on the way. It's no good by Saborn. Rebound brought down by Drew Butler. And that is the end of the first half of play. And we are on the Luplat Conference Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM and the World Wide Web at kkpr.com. Your score at the half is 26-18 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays, trying to go to 16-1 on the season. Kearney Catholic setting at 11-5 on the year, but they have won their last four ball games after back-to-back losses to St. Paul and Hastings St. Cecilia. They had Grand Island Central Catholic snowed out, and so that has been rescheduled for Monday, the 15th of February. And about the only time that they had a chance to get an open date, they won't make up the girls' game, just the boys' game. That's the opening night of girls' sub-districts as well. I've been informed we can take a break and hear from some of our fine sponsors, so we will do so and be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're running your business or running up the score, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Lauren specializes in the treatment of foot and ankle problems. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
And welcome back to high school basketball. It's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. At the half, it is 26-18 in favor of the Ravenna Blue Jays, leading Kearney Catholic. I'm just looking at Adams Central coach Tom Schlechta. They get ready to take on St. Paul in our next ball game here, and that should be a dandy. Adams Central is 14-1. They're the 3 seed. And St. Paul is 13-2. They come in as the 2 seed. In the previous meeting between these teams, it's St. Paul's only loss of the year, 58-54 in Hastings in their first game back after the Christmas holiday. So it should be a good ball game, although it would seem on paper St. Paul may be struggling a little bit. They lost to Minden. Centura, a team with only one win, they beat by 7. And a 500 team in Ord, they beat 55-52, and they were down by about a dozen in the second half of that game in the quarterfinals on Tuesday. So we'll see if indeed they're struggling or if the competition they're playing is a little bit better or if they're ready to roll tonight and give Adams Central all they want. That's kind of the unique thing about tonight's boys' semifinals. Both teams, I would have to say, it's their natural rival in the conference. For Adams Central and St. Paul, that has to be for sure. For Kearney Catholic and Ravenna, it is sure developed into a rivalry. I know Loup City and Ravenna is a pretty good rivalry as well when they get ready to do battle. So that's what's going on here in this boys' semifinal on our sister station ESPN 1460. Axtell and Eustis Farnham have reached the half, and it was wild in the girls of this week, and tonight we might have a shocker in the making. Axtell didn't get much going to the second quarter. Eustis Farnham 21 and Axtell 18 at the half. 21-18 at the half, and that is currently on ESPN 1460. That will be followed by Overton taking on SEM. Don't forget, we'll have all the games tomorrow, consolations and finals in the FKC from Holdridge on ESPN Radio, consolation and finals here in the Lou Platte on KKPR. And tomorrow we already know that our first game on the girls' side will be Adams Central taking on Wood River. The girls' championship will be Kearney Catholic against Centura. Let's take another break. We'll come back and try and give you some first-half numbers after this on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in 1 minute.
Mishko Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Mishko's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Mishko's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community. So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
And And welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers that we have been able to compile for you here. And we will start with the Ravenna Blue Jays, because that's what we figured up first tonight. For Ravenna, John Klosterman leads the way. He's got 10 points and 3 rebounds. Also a block shot. Trevor Saborn, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Connor Baronic, 2 points. Remember the first time these teams played, Connor threw in 35 points. He's been held to 2 here in the first half. He does have 3 rebounds and 2 blocks. Riley Baronic has a rebound. Brett Douglas, 2 points, 4 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie has a rebound. Sean Payne, 4 points and 1 rebound. Overall here in the first half, 17 rebounds for Ravenna, 12 points in the first quarter, 14 in the second, 26 points, 17 rebounds, 1 out of 3 at the free throw line, 3 of 9 from 3-point land, 3 block shots, 8 turnovers for Ravenna. Tyson Anderson has 3 fouls, and I don't think I have anybody else for more than 1. Sean Payne has 2, okay? Sean Payne has 2. We'll come back and look at Kearney Catholic's numbers right after this 1-minute break.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustis Body Shop, that's who we are.
And welcome back to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers for Kearney Catholic. Jared Reinke hasn't scored but has 3 rebounds. Keegan Fitzgerald, 2 points, 1 rebound. Tyson Colling, 4 points and a rebound. Brian Hoosman, 2 points, 2 rebounds. David Squires, 2 rebounds. Drew Butler, 5 points, 5 rebounds. And Matt Bowman, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Kearney Catholic had 9 points in each quarter. At the half, 18 points, 17 rebounds. 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. Just 2 of 12 from a 3-point land. They have no block shots, and they have 7 turnovers here at the half. Foul situation, Jared Reinke has 3, nobody else with more than 1. So your halftime score is Ravenna 26, Kearney Catholic 18, and the Fort Kearney Conference at the half, Eustis Farnham 21 and Axtell 18. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report here on KKPR. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half right after this.
Looking for excellence in your business? Contact Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle for tax preparation and planning, audits and financial consulting, or bookkeeping and payroll service. 3810 Avenue A in Kearney. Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. PC, CPA.
We believe you deserve the best. That's why we're here at Ag West. You gotta go AgWest.com. Go Ag West.
Insure your home, auto, life, and business with us through Auto Owners Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection and claim service that is second to none. See RAI of Nebraska and protect what needs protected in your life. Best of luck to the Ravenna Blue Jays.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center would like to encourage all area athletes and individuals to get back into the game. Whether you're preparing for the big game this week or recovering from a stroke, car accident, or work comp injury, choose Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center. We're dedicated to getting you back into the game of life.
And Doug Duda, along with our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Craig Eckert, Chris Baznett, Bob Hamer, some Baronic kid that's going to the university. We want to thank everybody that's helped us out here a little bit tonight to get our broadcast on the air. If you joined us late, well, that's because we were late. We apologize for that. There were some technical phone issues tonight, but you're with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Ravenna, and Hastings. Ravenna will get the ball to start the second half of play, and they are up by a score of 26-18. Their biggest lead was 11 And now Connor Baranek spots up for the three, and he nails it. They couldn't get to him off the pick. Baranek with his first three-pointer of the ball game, and the lead is now 11, equaling their largest of the game. At the other end, there's a little floater being put up by O'Brien off the heel, no good. Riley Baranek will get the rebound. He outlets it and throws it away, and it's picked up by Butler, and Butler nails the three. That's a big turnover because you have the ball with an 11-point lead. All of a sudden, you give it away, and it's cut into eight. That's a five-point possession or turnover possibly right there as Baranek fakes the three up top to Klosterman. Swings it into the corner to Riley Baranek. He'll pass up on the three. Stars trying to play a little matchup here. Up top of the basketball is Klosterman. Skip pass Riley Baranek. They double-team him. They're really getting after the ball, throwing the chaser at whoever has it. Not much of the post right now. Brett Douglas is on the weak side. 29-21. As they kick it on the wing for the three, Sabor, that's over everything and out of bounds. So the Blue Jays are now 4 of 11 from three-point land, and Kearney Catholic is 3 of 13. The winner plays tomorrow night at 8. The loser will play in the consolation game at 4. You're listening to High School Hoops on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com as O'Brien tries, blocked from behind by Riley Baranek, and coming out of there with it is going to be Saborn, working his way through traffic, outlet pass to Baranek, but the numbers aren't there, so he'll kick it back out. Now they try to throw it to Baranek and about take out a cheerleader for their own team, at least for Ravenna, but the quickness down on the baseline for the squad of Ravenna. Nobody gets thumped in the noggin. 29-21, Ravenna by 8. We're nearly 2 minutes in to the third quarter of play. Kearney Catholic basketball, Keegan Fitzgerald. Crossover dribble on Connor Baranek. Leaves it off for Butler. Right corner three. Got another one. Drew Butler with back-to-back threes. And that cuts the lead down to 5. This is as close as Kearney Catholic's been since the end of the first quarter. Saborn, short jumper at the other end, and he got the shooter's roll. 6 points for Trevor. Nice answer there. And it's 31-24. Here comes Fitzgerald behind the back, into the paint, double-teamed. Out on the wing, O'Brien. The pass a little off, so he'll have to corral it and kick it to Butler. Butler in the paint. He'll force the runner. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Bowman powers it up and in, and fouled by Douglas. Matt Bowman will go to the line, and Brett Douglas will pick up his second personal foul. Matt was 7 points in the ballgame and 4 rebounds. And he'll go to the line to try and complete the three-point play. Could cut it down to 4. First meeting of the year between these two, 81-71, a final Ravenna. They were up by as many as 20, and Kearney Catholic cut it down, but could not get all the way. Bowman hits the free throw. 31-27. Kearney Catholic already with 9 points in 2.5 minutes. They scored 9 total in the first and in the second. Saborn to the high post. To Connor Baranek. He's guarded right now by O'Brien. Left wing three-pointer. Klosterman is off the mark. Rebound brought down by Jared Reinke. Reinke with some foul trouble in the first half, so you know he is ready to go here in the third quarter. He'll push the ball off the floor. He'll slip. He'll fall. Tried to stop and slid down. Ball stolen away. Klosterman to the other end. Spins it off the glass. No good. Payne follows and scores. Sean Payne with a good hustle. And as the trailer picks up the garbage and puts it away. Reinke, drop step left side. No to Bowman. Bowman to the high post. Oh, lowers his shoulder and walked. Yeah. Matt Bowman kind of lost where he was. Thought maybe he could do the jump stop. And that was a clear walk. And he's talking to the official. I don't know if he thought he was fouled or not. But back in the day, you never could leave the ground and come down with a basketball. And he did there. 33-27, so after the Stars make a run, Ravenna trying to answer back, and Bowman steals the ball at the other end. He'll get it up ahead to Fitzgerald, going against Connor Baranek, and he knocks it out of his hands. It comes off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Klosterman, and quickly up the floor, here comes Ravenna. Klosterman top of the key for the three. It's off the mark, no good, and it's going to be deflected out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Here comes Tyson calling into the ball game again. Tyson seeing his first action since the St. Cecilia game back on the 16th when he played Tuesday against Loup City off the bench. And Coach Don Lee said he had a pretty solid game for the first game back. 33-27, Ravenna by 6. Over to Matt Bowman, left elbow. The jumper is way strong from 15 feet. Connor Baranek gets the rebound. And now it's going to be stolen away. There's Bowman with another steal. He has it right corner. double teamed out in the corner. He'll give it back to Colling, and that three-pointer is going to come up short. Sean Payne grabs the loose ball. Out ahead to Connor Baronic. Baronic outlet pass into the front court, 2-on-2. There's the trailer. That's Payne. Left-handed layup good. 8 points for Sean Payne, 35-27. Ravenna with back-to-back buckets, 3:42 to go here in the third quarter. Ball between the circles. It's Drew Butler across the timeline. Tries to lob it into Bowman. Somehow caught it in traffic. Blue Jay players go down like bowling pins, and he'll lay it up and in and draw the foul. Sean Payne is going to be called for the foul. I don't know how Matt Bowman caught that basketball. But he's got a chance to complete his second three-point play here of the quarter. On the floor now for Kearney Catholic, O'Brien, Squires, Hoosman, Fitzgerald, and Colling, not the tallest team in the world. Payne, Douglas, Connor Baronic, Saborn, and Anderson on the floor right now for Ravenna. And the free throw coming up for Bowman. Payne stays in there with the three fouls. The free throw hits the front of the iron and bounces in. So 6 and a quarter, 11 in the game for Matt Bowman. 35-30, Ravenna with the lead. Up the floor they come. Saborn kicks it to Douglas. Back out Anderson. The trailer for three, nothing but net for Tyson Anderson. His second three. He's got 7 points in the game, 38-30. So we're trading threes. Ravenna's making them behind the arc. Kearney Catholic's getting fouled and shooting free throws. As we approach the three-minute mark here, Fitzgerald gets open for a long three and got it right back. Keegan with his first three of the ball game. The Stars are 3 of 4 in the quarter from three-point land. And it's 38-33. Blue Jays have it taken away. The steal is made by Tyson Colling. Up ahead to Hoosman. He'll lay it up. Oh, there should have been a goaltending. Connor Baronic slapped the board. Our very alert officiating crew missed one there. Connor Baronic went for the block, and the board's just settling down. But it will be Kearney Catholic ball as he hits it out of bounds. Long three, Fitzgerald. That one will not go. And high in the air, the rebound brought down by John Klosterman. Klosterman up the floor, trying to draw the contact. Throws it to Connor Baronic. Dribbles it off the foot, and it's picked up there by Hoosman. Hoosman headed the other way. Leaves it off for Fitzgerald. Ravenna gets back and covers the lane. So out to Bowman. He's going to try a long three. Not the shot Kearney Catholic wanted, and the rebound brought down by Connor Baronic. 38-33 Blue Jays, 2:15 to go, third quarter in our first semifinal Blue Platte Conference Boys Basketball Tournament. Ravenna tries to slow it down just a moment and spread the floor. Sean Payne tries to get it to Douglas. The pass knocked away. Boy, that's the third steal of the quarter for Matt Bowman. Ravenna has 7 turnovers here in this quarter. They had 8 in the first half. Left-hand corner, Colling. Colling up top gives it to Fitzgerald. He'll hold the ball. Fitzgerald, spin move on Connor Baronic. One-hand runner hits the front of the iron. And the rebound brought down by Connor Baronic. And then a foul called on Fitzgerald. And Fitzgerald doesn't like it. He's really trying to plead his case there. His first foul. It's actually the first foul of the half on Kearney Catholic. And Ravenna will get the basketball. Only 2 have been called to the half here on the Blue Jays, 38-33. And neither team's got a really good shot here the last three trips. With the basketball, Klosterman picks his dribble up in the left-hand corner, gets it to Baronic off a pick. A hand-check foul called on the Stars. And the foul will go on Brian Hoosman, his first. Checking back into the ball game is Trevor Saborn for Ravenna. Blue Jay ball underneath their own hoop, trying to set up Connor for a three-pointer. He comes all the way around. Bowman on him. He backs up and takes the three and buries it. Connor Baronic with his second three. And for the Stars, they didn't have the matchup they wanted. It seems like that's been the story the last couple minutes, both sides. Bowman behind the arc. Over to Butler. He'll try and answer with a three and does. Drew is on fire. His third three of the quarter. 14 in the game. 41-36 Ravenna. A minute to go in the third quarter. Outlet pass tipped and stolen away. Here comes Kearney Catholic 2-on-2. Butler for three more, but that one is going to be short. Rebound is tipped out. Hoosman has it. He is tackled as Douglas was trying to go out and grab the basketball. Douglas just, his momentum was in the wrong spot. So good fight for the ball there. foul on Brett Douglas. And it'll be Kearney Catholic ball underneath their own hoop. And Matt Bowman's going to check out for a breather. Reinke to throw it in. 47 seconds to go here in the quarter. Lob it out to midcourt. And handling the ball there will be Hoosman. Over to Reinke. Well out on the left side. Between the circles to Butler. Stars might be playing for the last shot here. Butler looks at the clock. He's just holding on his hip. Ravenna respecting with some defense, but not close enough for a five count. Hoosman gives it back over to Butler. Playing a little rotation. Squires on the high post. Into the corner. Back out top 20 seconds. Butler has it. Guarded by Connor Moronic. He'll find Tyson Colling. 15 seconds. Colling puts the ball on the floor against Payne over the right wing. Reinke with 10 seconds. Jared dribbles toward midcourt. A hand check there. Saborn. Reinke gives it off to Butler. 5 seconds. Good ball fake. Gets around Connor Moronic and the runner won't go. Tip try. No good. And that's the end of the quarter. Butler got the look he wanted but was not able to finish, and we're at the end of three quarters of play. Pretty good battle. Ravenna 41, Kearney Catholic 36. We're back in 1 minute on Classic Hits.
Qdoba knows how to make a burrito stand out above the crowd. Starting with a thin shell, always steamed, then piled high with meat or chicken, rice with lime and cilantro, cheese, and all the other fillings you want. Qdoba on the corner of 25th and 2nd in Kearney. Proud to serve all your teams. Buses welcome.
Hogan's has it, and we're proud supporters of local athletes and their fans. So come in and see our friendly staff for everything from shoes to stadium chairs, sweatshirts to scorebooks, and all of your favorite athletic brands. Open 7 days a week to serve you better. Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Arrive in style and elegance to your next occasion with Aquila Limo and Prince of the Road. Aquila Limo service is an affordable luxury for any event. Call 888-511-LIMO throughout Central Nebraska. That's 888-511-LIMO. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in an hour.
Don't let trash take up all your time. Ravenna Sanitation takes trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Doug Duda along with our producer, engineer, Stacy Johns, bringing you our high school basketball tonight from the boys' semifinals in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament. We go to the fourth. Ravenna leads Kearney Catholic 41-36, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. They've been no closer than 4 points since the start of quarter number two. Reinke goes all the way underneath the hoop, kicks it into the corner to Squires. Down low, they go to Hoosman. Same five that were on the floor to end the quarter. Butler out to Reinke. They'll leave him alone, so he'll shoot the three, but it's no good. And the rebound brought down by Riley Moronic. Kearney Catholic is 6 of 21 from three-point land. Ravenna is 6 of 15. Klosterman to the left corner to the baseline, cut off. Kicks it out to Riley Moronic to Connor. The original five mostly out there. Here's Klosterman for three. No good, and we've got a foul trying to get position on the rebound. It's going to go against the Blue Jays' Trevor Saborin. A push off. That's his second. Fourth team foul of the half on Ravenna. Two have been called on Kearney Catholic. Each team has four timeouts remaining. The winner advances on to play for the championship tomorrow. And whoever it is will still have a good crowd. As Reinke drives, got a little deep, but twitches hands, puts it off the glass, and good. First bucket of the ball game for Reinke, and that makes it a three-point game, 41-38 Ravenna. Kearney Catholic scored 18 in the first half. They scored 18 in the third quarter. 15 in the quarter for Ravenna. They've been scoring a little more each quarter. Moronic draws the double team, kicks it back out top to Saborn. And a blocking foul called as Klosterman goes into the air. On Drew Butler, his second. The Fort Kearney Conference Boys semifinals are on ESPN 1460. And with 6 minutes remaining in the game, it's now Axtell 38 and Eustace Farnham 31. Overton and SEM will play the next game there. Here it'll be St. Paul and Adams Central. And don't forget the Twin Valley Conference games are currently airing on the Breeze 94.5. Not a good night for the Shelton boys. They got rolled by Lawrence Nelson. Right now the Shelton girls are playing Silver Lake in a semifinal. That'll be followed by the Silver Lake and Blue Hill boys. Right here it's 41-38 Ravenna with the ball. 6:30 to go in the basketball game. Skip pass from one corner to the other. Anderson for the three. It's off the mark, and the rebound comes out to Drew Butler, his seventh board. Butler will bring the ball up the floor. Looks for a trailer. Nobody there. Reinke off his knee almost into the backcourt, but he runs it down. And dribbles it to the free throw line off to Bowman on the right side. Matt's played much more outside the paint tonight to Reinke. Bounce pass inside to Hoosman. Out to Butler for the game-tying three, but it's in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by Klosterman. That's six boards for John. Up ahead to Saborin. Stops the free throw line. Rotates it right side, Anderson. Ravenna's moving the ball well, but you've got to give Kearney Catholic credit for the defense. Connor Baronic buries the three. Oh, baby. Connor with his third three. He's got 11. And it's 44-38. So just as the defense is good, Connor backs up a step and nails another one. Stars back on the offense, waiting to sub at the next horn. Fitzgerald working against this matchup. Staying that man-to-man. Again, ball pressure. Over the left side, Reinke draws the double-team baseline. Open Fitzgerald, 10-footer. Too strong. Offensive rebound, Bowman. And he can't make enough room. And the ball is tipped out of there by Sean Payne and into the hands of Tyson Anderson. Bowman was not able to score with Payne right on top of him. And at the other end, Payne's going to score. Sean Payne has 10 points. And a timeout on the floor, Kearney Catholic. With 5:06 to go here. In our ball game, it is 46-38, Ravenna. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back.
Your Citizens Bank and Trust in St. Paul is an independent community bank that has been serving their community since 1888. Bank with a hometown bank because they put your money back to work in the community. Citizens Bank and Trust. Member FDIC. Go Wildcats.
Age 50 or older? Hey, is there any benefit of being mature? You bet there is. At Barney Insurance, we have programs especially designed just for you. Did you know that you are a low risk? Mm-hmm. Call us at Barney Insurance, 237-2222.
Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, back with you at Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. Sean Payne, 5 for 5 from the floor tonight, and many of those are hustle baskets in transition, or he's just beating everybody down. Couple of follows, and he has 10 points. And the lead, which was 3, is now 8 for Ravenna. Kearney Catholic ball, and they'll get it to Tyson Colling. Right side to Alex Lease, who's into the ball game. Colling, Butler, Squires. Squires will shoot the 3-pointer. It's short, no good. The rebound comes out to Brett Douglas. And for Brett, that'll be his 5th, and a foul on Kearney Catholic to go along with it. Well, the foul is on Alex Lease. His first. Team fouls are even at 4 apiece here with 4:51 to go in the ball game. Ravenna has the ball after Kearney Catholic made a heck of a run on him to Tyson Anderson. Hits the trailer. There's Payne again and another layup. Sean Payne is 6 of 6 from the field, and the lead is up to 10. It's a 7-0 run by the Blue Jays. Kearney Catholic dribbling it for too long, losing the ball on the floor. They get it back out on the right wing to their guard, Jacob O'Brien, and another timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. And this will be a full-length timeout as Coach Don Lease is going to have to make some adjustments because Ravenna is going to be able to make free throws down the stretch, and with 4:27 to go, they got to make hay in the next 2 minutes if they hope to get back in the ball game. Your score with 4:27 to go. Ravenna 48, Kearney Catholic 38. We'll be right back.
You're headed in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Can't seem to find that car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Pillion Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central, Kearney.
Holcomb Scrapers have long been the leader in scraper strength and reliability. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is your Holcomb Scraper dealer. They also offer rental on West Point manure spreaders. Kirchner Implement in Ravenna is a proud sponsor of tonight's game.
For more than a decade, ENT Physicians of Kearney have provided the highest quality care to patients with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. Doctors Conley and Owen, caring for our community one patient at a time, where ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back to Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at KKPR.com. Kearney Catholic ball, but they're down 10 here at home. And off the inbound, they try to throw it in the backcourt. It's almost stolen away, Anderson, but O'Brien does outfight him for it. Fitzgerald fakes the three, drives in, and kicks it out to Bowman. Bowman back over to Reinke on the right wing. He'll come to the right side, draw the defensive suborn and back out to O'Brien. Inside they'll go to Bowman. Matt trying to get Payne in the air. Can't do it. Out to Butler. He'll take the 15-footer. It's short. Rebound brought down by John Klosterman. He's got seven of the ball game. He's going coast to coast. Finally cut off at the baseline. Quick reversal for a three-pointer on the way. Saborin, and that one won't go. And Keegan Fitzgerald has it. Fitzgerald's going to push the ball up the floor on the right side. Looking to spot up for a three on Connor Baranek. He got him crossed over. Drives, and a late call for a charge. Second foul on Fitzgerald. Fifth on the Stars. He was trying to make something happen. And these two longtime rivals, and of course, Coach Baranek and Coach Lease have coached against each other numerous times, with each other quite a few, and have done battles over the summer as well. And right now they're trying to get to a conference championship. And Ravenna has outscored Kearney Catholic 7-2 here in the fourth quarter, and we've whittled it down to 3:25 to go. They try to steal it away from Sean Payne. They do, and then it's knocked out of bounds, but it's Kearney Catholic ball. Well, after eight turnovers last quarter for Ravenna, that's their first here in the fourth. Kearney Catholic turned it over seven times in the first half, twice so far in the second half. So it's not turnovers that's killing Kearney Catholic. It's shot selection here in the fourth quarter more than anything. They are one of seven in the fourth quarter. They hit the first one there, and that was kind of a throw it over your head from Jared Reinke. And now they have the ball against full court pressure. But they're going to have to keep moving as they have the whole game, because Ravenna has got the trap set and they've almost got another victim caught. Fitzgerald to the right wing. Up top, Butler, who's hit four threes. Now he'll drive in, put the floater up, and it goes. Drew Butler with a team-high 16 points, 48-40. On the other side, Payne has 12, 11 for Baranek and 10 for Klosterman as the ball is deflected out of bounds. 11 for Matt Bowman for Kearney Catholic. He is their second leading scorer. All the numbers, final stats on the Misco Sports postgame show when we're done. Connor Baranek to throw it in. Well covered. They'll throw it right out in front of their own bench to Klosterman. And Klosterman just going to hold it. And still holding it. Butler trying to get close enough for a five-second count. Klosterman will come to the high post, give it to Douglas. Butler, again, trying to get out there to get the five-second count. Klosterman puts the ball on the floor, now picks it up. Going to need some help. Saborn slips off a screen, and a timeout called by Ravenna. A full-length timeout. 2:35 to go in the basketball game, and your score is Ravenna 48 and Kearney Catholic 40. You're listening to the Boys Loop Lac Conference Tournament on KKPR.
Community banking is our business, and your peace of mind is our priority. At Platte Valley State Bank, we will build a financial relationship with you that will meet your needs and truly bring you peace of mind. The right community bank is pretty important, and Platte Valley State Bank is the right financial center for you. Member FDIC.
Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting all athletes back in the game. Whether you're tackling a term paper or tackling the running back, you can get hurt, and they can help. Dr. Buckman is fellowship trained in the treatment of the hand, wrist, and elbow. Sports medicine for every athlete. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Sorensen Construction in Kearney specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Sorensen Construction has been your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Proud supporter of all area high school sports.
Back at Cope Gymnasium, Doug Duda with you here. 2:35 to go in our first boys semifinal. 48-40, Ravenna has the lead in the ball. St. Paul and Adams Central coming up next at 8 o'clock. Right now, Connor Baranek to throw it in underneath his own hoop here for the Blue Jays. Well, let's see what Coach Paul Baranek told him to do. Will they melt clock, or will they go right after it? Into Sean Payne, right underneath the hoop, but can't control it good enough to get the shot, so he gets it out of there. And the Blue Jays now going to go into their motion game. The high 1-4. Just keep running, guys, trying to get a pick for a layup, but otherwise it's going to be kill the clock, and Kearney Catholic's got to get a lot more aggressive here man-to-man. 2:15 to go, and Ravenna is in kill the clock mode, and the Stars not really forcing the issue yet. That's because Ravenna's so darn quick. They'll give that back pick on you, and you'll be caught looking at what happened. Saborn off the pick. He's going to force the jumper. It's no good, but an offensive rebound comes down to John Klosterman. So Ravenna actually took a shot, but it did not go in, and they got the offensive board. Now Klosterman drives and kicks it out on the wing. You're going to see a lot of this. Just penetrate and dish, with a minute 40 to go. Here comes Klosterman. This time he'll go all the way, and the layup is good. So Klosterman knocks down his 12th point of the basketball game, first of the half, 50-40. Stars up in the front court, and Reinke lost the ball. Taken away there by Tyson Anderson. And Ravenna is a minute 25 from returning to the championship and going for a three-peat. Up top to Veronik. Connor swings it left side. And they're going to have to foul. Kearney Catholic can still foul once before they're in the one-and-one. Somebody needs to do so. A minute 10 to go. And Ravenna's just playing keep away. Connor Veronik to the baseline. Tries to make a little room and lost the handle, but a timeout called first by Ravenna. 1:03 to go in our basketball game. The Blue Jays call the timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Hello?
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, asking you to describe us in just three words.
Three words. How about awesome, cool, and awesome?
Visit Builders to make your project awesome, cool, and awesome.
Michigo Sports Incorporated of Kearney wants you to see them before the game begins. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on at Michigo's now. In the downtown Kearney Center, Michigo's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play.
Well, Ravenna hasn't put a lot of points up here in the fourth quarter, but they put up enough. Only 2 points here in the last 3 minutes and change. And they're still up 50-40. The biggest lead they've had tonight is 11. And they have the ball with a minute 3 to go. Connor Veronik will get it into Sean Payne, and he'll be fouled on the shot. It doesn't go, but Sean Payne will shoot two free throws. And the foul will be on Bowman. And it looks like Ravenna is headed to a championship appearance tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and Kearney Catholic will be playing at 4 in the consolation game. Free throw for Payne is in. Sean Payne with 13 points to lead his team tonight. Of course, Sean missed most of the month of December after being injured in the second game of the year against Grand Island Central Catholic, the only loss the Jays have. Second free throw for Payne. In and out. That's the first thing he's missed tonight. And the rebound brought down by Matt Bowman. Up to Tyson Colling. Back to Bowman. Bowman comes into the paint, and there's a foul. The foul is on Trevor Saborn. It's before the shot, and it's only the fifth team foul. And so another opportunity to throw it in here for the Stars. 53 seconds to go into Drew Butler. They're looking for a three. The ball knocked away. Butler into the corner to Colling. Well covered. Colling drives. Shot partially blocked in there by John Klosterman. And then a foul on Kearney Catholic, and this one's over. 44 seconds to go. And at the line to shoot the one and one will be Tyson Anderson. He's one of two at the line. He has 7 points in the game. The foul on Tyson Colling. Free throw is on the way. It is no good. The rebound comes down to Jared Reinke. Outlet pass. He goes to Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald trying to get by Saborn. Does. Kicks it into the corner to Colling. Got a look at a three. Tyson fires, but it's too strong. 0-4 in the quarter here for Kearney Catholic. And just one out of their last eight from three-point land. Out of bounds. Belongs to the Stars. Alex Lease will come in. Kearney Catholic down 11 with 32 seconds to go and two timeouts remaining. Reinke throws up top to Butler. Butler tries to find the three, can't do it. Fitzgerald, long three on the way. It's off the mark, and the ball comes out to Drew Butler. To Fitzgerald, they just can't even find room to shoot a three. Great job by Ravenna defensively here. They come away with the steal. And with 15 seconds to go, Connor Veronik trying to play keep away up to Saborin. And the Ravenna Blue Jays are headed back to the Lou Platte Conference Championship game as they'll hold the ball and the Stars won't foul. Last 4 seconds of the game, and the final score is going to be Ravenna 51 and Kearney Catholic 40. The Stars cut it to 41-38, but then a 10-2 run to end the game, and Ravenna improves to 16-1 on the season. Kearney Catholic will fall to 11-6 and have their four-game winning streak come to an end. So 15 straight wins now for the Ravenna Blue Jays, and they're on to the Lou Platte Final. We'll take a break and be back in a minute with the Misco Sports Postgame Show right here on Classic Hits 98.9.
At Town & Country Bank, they believe that a bank is more than just a business. It's a vital part of the community.
So stop into one of the offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney. Town & Country Bank, a hometown bank with a big interest in serving you.
Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed are proud sponsors of high school sports. For high-yielding corn, soybean, and alfalfa, New Tech Seed is the only company you'll ever need. Call Terry or Jason today at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
Helpful people, dependable products, the ones you can count on at Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Offering good customer service is easy when you connect with customers. Fast Fills is your local Cenex convenience store. Helpful, like great team members.
You'd think with all the coughing and sneezing that's going on lately, they'd have to call off the game. Lots of folks are enjoying the game tonight, symptom-free, with the help of Brim's Health Mart. Let the hometown pharmacists at Brim's Health Mart in downtown St. Paul help you find relief now.
And welcome back to KKPR's continuing coverage of high school basketball, the Loup Lat Conference Tournament. Our first semifinal is in the book. 51-40 Ravenna over Kearney Catholic, and it's time for the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. Stop in and see them before the games begin. Steve, and the entire crew at Misco's is there for you 7 days a week. And right now, all shoes are on sale. Red Ledge ski coats are half off. It's more of a winter day today. You can pick up the Red Ledge ski pants on sale. How about Wigwam stocking caps half off? Stay warm as the snow continues to fall at Misco's Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. For Kearney Catholic, they had just six players score tonight. Jared Reinke, 2 points, 5 rebounds. Keegan Fitzgerald, 5 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Colling, 4 points, 1 rebound. Ryan Hoosman, 2 points and 2 rebounds. David Squires, 2 rebounds. Drew Butler had a very nice game tonight for Kearney Catholic. He would be their MVP. 16 points, he hit 4 threes, he had 8 rebounds, he created havoc in the defense. And Matt Bowman had a pretty good game, too. 11 points, 6 rebounds. And he forced quite a few turnovers tonight as well, especially there in the third quarter where he had 3 or 4 steals all on his own. But the problem tonight, Kearney Catholic was just 15 of 58 from the field for the entire game and shot just 26% in the ball game here tonight. For the Stars, they had 18 points at halftime, 18 in the third quarter, but they were held to 4 in the fourth quarter of play. And they finished with 40 points, 26 rebounds, 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 6 of 25 from three-point land, no blocks, and 11 turnovers as Kearney Catholic will fall to 11-6 on the season. They'll play the Adams Central St. Paul loser, and that game comes up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Earlier this year, St. Paul beat Kearney Catholic by 12. Kearney Catholic has yet to play Adams Central. They play them next Saturday in the Heartland Hoops Classic in Grand Island, and then when they come back, they've still got 4 more games in the regular season. Centura, Loup City, Adams Central, and Grand Island Central Catholic. We'll look at the final numbers for Ravenna after this 1 minute timeout on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits. From its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by your Buffalo County Farm Bureau office today.
Ravenna Superfoods is the home of the big town savings with hometown service. Go get a Blue Jays. We support you on the road to success. Ravenna Superfoods is proud to support your hard work.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry for the rest of their lives. Zorb Farms also commends them for their academics. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches. Thanks for your dedication from Zorb Farms in Litchfield.
Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Doug Duda back with you on the Misco Sports postgame show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Ravenna Blue Jays. They also had 6 players score today. 12 points, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks for John Klosterman. 10 of those points came in the first half. Trevor Saborin, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Tyson Anderson, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Connor Baronic, 11 points. He hit 3 threes in the second half. He had 6 rebounds and 3 block shots. Riley Baronic in the ballgame tonight had 3 rebounds. He also had 1 block shot. Brett Douglas had 2 points and 5 rebounds. Lucas Wilkie had a rebound. And Sean Payne didn't miss a shot from the field tonight, but they were all layups, and that's okay. Sean led the team with 13 points. He had 3 rebounds in the ball game. 17 rebounds in the first half, 14 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Blue Jays, 1 of 3 in each half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 9 in the first half, 4 of 10 in the second half. Turnovers, 8 in the first half and 9 in the second half. Ravenna had 26 points at halftime, 25 in the second half, and they finished with 51 points, 31 rebounds, 2 out of 6 at the free throw line, 7 of 19 from 3-point land, 6 block shots, and 17 turnovers. Ravenna now advances to the finals with a 51-40 victory, and they improved to 16-1 on the season. The championship tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Kearney Catholic coach Don Leese set to join us here on our Misco Sports postgame show. And, Coach, after the kids looked pretty darn good on Tuesday, they looked good in the first quarter tonight, and Ravenna found a way to do some things here. This was not like the last game that you two guys played.
No, you know, we kind of realized some things that we, you know, we need to kind of, you know, maybe try to work on a little bit of stuff. I don't know what else to say when you shoot, you know, 10 out of 50 from the field and stuff. You're not going to win very many basketball games. And, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, we cut it to 38-35, and then all of a sudden everyone thought they were a three-ball shooter, and we took about two. And I don't mind shooting the 19-9, but when you're shooting the 33-9, then there's a different story in that. And we had some people taking some shots that shouldn't be taking those shots and stuff. And, you know, when you get a team that kind of, you know, had them on the ropes a little bit to kind of come back on them, and then, you know, you do 4 or 5 possessions of that, and then all of a sudden it's back up to an 8-point game, and then you're going, oh, boy, you know, and then we're going to play chaser on things. And, you know, they got the guards to do those types of things. So, you know, it's you know, just some bad selection on a couple things.
And we mentioned that when there's 4.5 left in the game, there's really maybe two minutes left in the game, because Ravenna did pull it out with about 2:15, and you guys were forced to either foul or overplay, and that's not the situation you wanted to be in.
No, you know, and that's, you know, when they got the good guards and stuff that, you know, they can move the ball and so on, you know, it's tough to defend them, and so we went to a little bit of trapping and tried to get some traps. We got a couple of them, but, you know, we just didn't capitalize when we would get a turnover or something. It seemed like we would come down, miss a layup or miss a shot or get thrown out of there. You know, my 5'2" guards just couldn't quite get some shots off over some of the people and stuff, and it showed, you know. You know, they didn't realize at first that they had to do something. You know, maybe give them a ball fake and do something to get open instead of trying to shoot over a 6'3 or 6'4 guy. But, you know, they're learning. You know, we play some young kids at times, and at times it's some young mistakes out there.
I thought even though he made the 4 threes, which in the score column is going to have him leading the team with 16 points, I thought Drew Butler had one of his finer games of the year. He had 8 rebounds, according to my total, and he seemed to be hustling pretty much every second he was out there. And just, I guess, to point one kid out, I thought Matt, for the most part, did okay. He probably took one of those long-range jumpers that he shouldn't have, but he forced a lot of turnovers in the third quarter. I think he had 3 or 4 steals on his own. Those two guys kind of led the way for you tonight.
Yeah, they did a good job. You know, I mean, you know, the thing that we got to get Drew to do a little bit better of is to handle the ball for us sometimes. He shies away a little bit from that, and we can't have him do that because he's a good ball handler. And, you know, when he does that next step, you know, he's going to be an awful dang good ball player, and because then he can put it on the floor and maybe get to the rim and so on and so forth on us on some things. You know, and Bowman did a good job inside. You know, he helped out on a lot of different things. He, you know, intimidated some things as far as getting them. You know, they wanted to go down inside a couple times, and he was right there. You know, we had our chances to kind of do some things, and, you know, we just didn't do some things down the stretch that hopefully we learn from it, and, you know, we can work on a few things and, you know, try to do a little better down the stretch here.
Well, and I'll let you out of here with this, because you can tell from the kids, you can tell from the coaches, Ravenna's just got your number right now for a while. Is it more frustrating tonight, or is it more disappointing in the end result, I guess?
You know, I mean, it's just frustrating a little bit because, you know, when you got somebody that, you know, you're right there 38-35, you know, and one time, you know, Butler had that wide open look, it rattled in and out, that would have tied the game, you know, and then all of a sudden you look up there again and it's 43-35, and you know, I'm not, the kids played hard, they got after it, and you know, they did what we needed to do to win the game. If I could have told you I was going to hold Ravenna, you know, 51 points, I thought our chances are very, very good. But you know, it's one of those things. It's just a little bit, you know, the game plan that we had going in of switching up presses and doing some different things was working, and we just had some shots that just didn't go down for us tonight.
Well, the 51 points, the second fewest points that Ravenna has scored in a game this year. The other one was their only loss. So I know Vasalis isn't going to be there because you wanted to play at 8 tomorrow, but back tomorrow for another game. And, Don, we'll let you get back to getting ready for that one.
All right. Thanks a lot, Doug. Thanks for covering us.
Thanks, Don. Don Lees, head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars. And that'll wrap things up for our Misco Sports postgame show. We'll get ready for Adams Central and St. Paul. The Patriots come in at 14-1, St. Paul 13-2. Tip-off is 20 minutes away. You've been listening to the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports on the breaks of the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin. They're open 7 days a week for your convenience. Of course, town team basketball, travel teams, they've got the equipment, they've got the uniforms, they've got the gear at Misco Sports. The story tonight, Ravenna shoots 51% from the field. Kearney Catholic shoots 26% from the field. And Ravenna advances on to tomorrow's final with a 51-40 victory. And in the Fort Kearney Conference, Axtell defeats Eustace Farnham 51-44. Overton and SEM are just getting underway on ESPN 1460 with Randy Bushcutter at Minden High School. It'll be Adams Central and St. Paul right here with me, Doug Duda, back in with you in about 15 minutes as they'll tip off at 8 o'clock. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, want to thank Craig Ecker for his help tonight. Want to thank Chris Basnell for helping us out with some stats after we had some technical problems early. And we'll be ready for Game 2 in just a moment. But right now, let's send it back to the studios.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of Classic Hits 98.9 FM and KKPR.com. Podcasts of this and all play-by-play broadcasts are available. To download a copy, log on to kkpr.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Midway Chevrolet Cadillac and by Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep of Kearney.